My name is Bella White. My project is titled The Effect of Microwave Radiation on Phaseolus vulgaris. Next slide. To find the effect of microwave radiation on seed growth, microwave ovens are commonly found in households nationwide. Next slide. The hypothesis states that it is hypothesized that if I microwave Phaseolus vulgaris seeds at 2,450 megahertz for 0, 4, 8, 12, and 16 seconds, then the seeds microwaved at 0 seconds will germinate sprouts in the shortest amount of time and subsequently grow the largest plant with the most leaves due to the lack of exposure to microwave radiation. The null hypothesis states that it is hypothesized that if I microwave Phaseolus vulgaris seeds at 2,450 megahertz for 0, 4, 8, 12, and 16 seconds, then the seeds microwaved at 0 seconds will not germinate the sprouts in the shortest amount of time and subsequently will not grow the largest plants with the most leaves due to the lack of exposure to microwave radiation. Next slide. Phaseolus vulgaris is a common type of bush snap bean plant. Pre-germination is a method used in this experiment to germinate the seeds out of the soil while also allowing for the observation of the seeds. Pre-germination reduces the time of seed germination by about 70% and almost doubles the success rate. Next slide. Radiation is the energy that travels out in waves and spreads as it goes. Energy is the capacity for doing work. Microwave ovens radiate electromagnetic energy at the frequency of 2,450 megahertz and create a high-intensity electromagnetic field to cook your food. A hertz is equivalent to the seconds to the negative first power. Next slide. Wavelength is the distance between two peaks or two troughs. Frequency is how often a wave occurs in a specific unit of time. Next slide. The frequency is inversely proportional to wavelength. The higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. The higher the energy of the wave. The more the energy the wave has, the more radiation it contains. Microwaves are a form of electromagnetic radiation and fall on the electromagnetic spectrum as shown below. Because microwaves fall towards the right end of the spectrum, they have lower frequencies, which means they have less energy, which means they have less radiation. Next slide. Radiation does have harmful effects on plant life. The FDA regulates the manufacture of microwave ovens and holds microwave oven manufacturers to certain standards of safety to protect the public health. Microwaves have certain characteristics that allow them to be used in cooking. They are reflected by metal. They pass through glass, paper, plastic, and similar materials, and they are absorbed by food. Next slide. A transformer converts the standard household electricity into around 4,000 volts to power the magnetron. The voltage heats a filament at the center of the magnetron that boils off electrons. The electrons are whirled around by two ring magnets. This creates microwaves at a specific frequency, typically 2.45 gigahertz. The microwaves are transmitted into the cooking container by an antenna. The microwaves bounce around inside the cooking compartment, eventually penetrating the food. The microwave door contains a metal mesh with holes that are small enough so the microwaves cannot escape. Most microwaves have a revolving glass turntable that moves the food around to heat it evenly. Next slide. 50 seeds, 1 microwave oven, 20 moist paper towels, 50 small cardboard pots, 5 clear plastic containers with enough room to germinate seeds. Next slide. Acquire 50 seeds, then separate them into 5 groups of 10. Put each group of seeds into a bowl. Label each bowl with the letter A through E. Since group A is the control, take 5 seeds from bowl B and place them in the center of the microwave in a star shape for maximum and equal radiation. Microwave for 4 seconds. Take out of the microwave oven and then exchange those seeds with the other B seeds that have yet to be microwaved. Wait 2 minutes before microwaving these seeds to allow the microwave to cool and then repeat. The total amount of microwave radiation given in 1 day to each of the seeds is as follows. Letter A, 0 seconds. Letter B, 4 seconds. Letter C, 8 seconds. Letter D, 12 seconds. And letter E, 16 seconds. Once all the seeds have been in the microwave, once, begin the germination process. Next slide. Dampen 4 paper towels with 5 milliliters of water. Place each group of the seeds, A, B, C, and D, in their own individual clear plastic container on top of those 2 of the 4 thoroughly moist paper towels. Take the other 2 paper towels and cover the beans with them. Cover with a labeled clear plastic lid. Check back in 24 hours for any sprouts. Measure and record the root length in centimeters until they reach at least 1 centimeter and then plant. Plant every viable seed in their own 7.6 centimeter pot. Place all pots in a sunny area and water each plant 9.85 milliliters per day. Record daily growth in centimeters and record and compare to the control group. Next slide. Variables, control group, the beans that did not receive any microwave radiation. Manipulating variable, the bean seeds that experienced microwave radiation. Responding variable, the bean plant's growth, the average number of leaves, and the days of germination. Control variable, amount of water given, the microwave oven used, same type of bean seeds used, the germination process, the soil used, and the pots used. Next slide. Here's the average days to germination data table. A had the lowest amount of average days to germination, 3.5, and B had the highest average days to germination, with an average of 5. Next slide. Average leaf count data table. A had the highest average leaf count of 1.6, and B had the lowest average leaf count of 1.1. Next slide. Here's the average final measurements data table. A had the highest average final measurements, again, of 26.96, and B had the lowest average measurements of 17.78 centimeters. Next slide. Here's the average days to germination graph. Here you can see, again, A had the lowest average days to germination, which is the best, of 3.5 days, and B had the highest with an average of 5 days. However, you can see from the trend line that overall, the average days to germination were pretty similar. Next slide, the average leaf count graph. Again, you can see that A had the highest average leaf count with a count of 1.6. and B had the lowest average leaf count with 1.1. If you compare all of the manipulated variables to the control variable, you would see, again, from the trend line, that A had the highest and performed the best. Next slide. Here we have our average final measurement graph. Once again, A performed the best with an average measurement of 26.96 centimeters, and B performed the worst with an average of 17.78 centimeters. Now, if you look at the trend line once again and compare all of the groups that received radiation to group A, the control, then you will see that group A once again fared the best and had the better results, proving my hypothesis. Moving right along, next slide. Here's the statistical analysis. An unpaired t-test was performed on this set of data. The two-tailed p-value equals 0.1836. By conventional criteria, this difference is considered not to be statistically significant. An ANOVA statistical analysis was also performed on this set of data. The f-value is 1.43131. The f-crit is 2.57874. The p-value is 0.239. And since the f-value is smaller than the f-crit, the null hypothesis cannot be rejected. Since the p-value is 0.239, then it is within 76% confidence that the data collected in this experiment is statistically significant and valid. Next slide. Group A, the control, had the highest final measurement. Again, they also had the highest average leaf count and had the least days germination. Group B had the lowest final measurement, had the lowest average leaf count, and had the highest days to germination. Observationally, this data appears to show that any added radiation impacts the growth no matter the length of the time the seed has been microwaved. However, after looking at the ANOVA and t-test statistical analyses, the data did not show enough variance from the control to confirm the impact of the radiation and prove statistically significant. After further research, I believe that the reason for these results is because microwaves are a form of non-ionizing radiation. Next slide. Non-ionizing radiation does not have enough energy, short enough wavelengths, and high enough frequency to knock electrons out of their atoms. With the very short amount of time used during experimentation, the microwaves would only have the power to do minimal damage to the bean plant cells. The data shows that the first 4 seconds, or group B, of exposure produced the smallest and weakest plant, while groups C, D, and E grew higher and healthier. A possible explanation for these results could be that the plant became more resistant to any harmful effect of the radiation the longer it was exposed, allowing the plants to grow as if they didn't experience any radiation. This process is called hormesis. In the fields of biology and medicine, hormesis is defined as an adaptive response of cells and organisms to moderate stress. In this experiment, the moderate stress would be microradiation. Next slide. I tested to find the effect of microradiation on the growth of bean plants. It is hypothesized that if I microwave Phasaelus vulgaris seeds at 2,450 megahertz for 0, 4, 8, 12, and 16 seconds, then the seeds microwaved at 0 seconds will germinate the sprouts in the shortest amount of time and subsequently grow the largest plant with the most leaves due to lack of exposure to microwave radiation. The hypothesis was proven correct, however, not by an amount that was statistically significant, so the null hypothesis cannot be rejected. Group A did slightly better than groups B through E in average growth, average days of germination, and average leaf count. Next slide. Human error. Due to the experiment taking place during the off-season, the plants were grown indoors under artificial light. Use different types of seeds. Use use more radiation, use a different type of radiation, growing during the growing season. Next slide. These are my resources. Thank you for judging.